Today's shir is Masechtik Kedushin Daf Samach Vav. We will begin on Daf Samach Hei Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom. Our Gemara continues to discuss what is the halacha with an Eid Echad making claims and how the halacha views these situations. Amar Abaya. So begins the Gemara, says Abaya, Amar Loi Echad, Eid Echad Echal Techelev. Somebody says to someone else, you ate non-kosher meat. And the other one remains quiet. The halacha is nem, that means he can't claim that he knows differently. The halacha is nemon. He is the person who said that he ate non-kosher meat is believed. We assume that what he's saying is true. The fact that I wasn't able to deny it. It says Tosfos that the reason why this Eid Echad is believed is because the person who was claimed ate non-kosher meat remained silent. And because he remained silent, shtika kaida. But let's say the person who this claim is being made about will just say, well, I don't know. The halacha is then the Eid Echad would not be believed. The only reason the Eid Echad is believed is because the person who the claim is being made about is remaining silent. But if he's saying anything, even any yedeya, he wouldn't be believed. The Rashba and the Ramban disagree with Tosfos. And they say that even if the person just says, I don't know, the halacha is, it's not because the reason that I'm considered as if I ate the non-kosher meat is not because I'm admitting that that's what happened, but rather is because the Eid Echad has a certain level of namanus, has a certain level of trustworthiness, which means that when he says that I did this, if I can't say it didn't happen, he's believed. Says the Gemara Tana Tuna, and there's actually a Mishnah Masechta Krisis that supports this. The Mishnah Masechta Krisis, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, teaches us, Amaloi Eid Echad, if Eid Echad says to Machalta Chalev, you ate Chalev, and this person says it's not true, Potter. And then he's Potter. Tama, the reason that he's Potter, Amalai, only because he denied it. Hayishtik, if I would have remained silent, Meheman, then the Eid Echad is believed, and I have to bring a carbon. The halacha is, it's treated that as if I actually for sure did the Avera. Similarly, says the Gemara, Amabai, Amalai, if an Eid Echad says to somebody, Nitmatur Esecha, your food became Tamei, V'loh Shaisik, and the other person remained silent, Neman, the Eid Echad is Neman, V'tana Tuna, and so too is their Mishnah Masechta Taharis, Perukei Mishnah Tes, Eid Echad Amma Nitmu, and Eid Echad says to a person, your food is Tamei, V'haya Ayma, and the other person says, Loi Nitmu, it's not Tamei, Tahar, we treat the food as Tahar. Why? Says the Maratama, because I said Loi. Because I'm saying loy, they're not tamei. Had I remained silent, Mehemad the Eid Echad would be believed. Another case. Amar Abaye, Amar Loi Eid Echad, Eid Echad said to me, Sarcha Nirba. Your animal had relations with a person, and therefore your animal cannot be used as a carbon. V'lo Shaisik, and the owner of the animal remained silent. Neman, the Eid Echad is Neman. V'tana Tuna, and here too there's a Mishnah Masecht B'chayris, Daf Mem Aleph Amun Aleph that supports this. The Mishnah says there that an animal shenevda ba'averi that was used for an immoral act, the shehemis or it killed somebody, al pi eid echad or al pi balim, the eid echad said that it killed, the balim said it killed, neman. Ask the Gemara in understanding that Mishnah, hi al pi eid echad hechidami. Exactly, what is the case of eid echad? Either come my the balim, if the balim are admitting that happened, hain al pi balim. So the Mishnah already mentioned al pi balim. El lav, it must be that the owner was quiet, the shasik, he remained silent, and the halach is that under those circumstances, the Eid Echad is believed. So ask the Gemara, why did Abaya have to give us 3 different examples of the same principle? Answers the Gemara, v'tzricha, d'yashmin hach kamaisa, if in the first case, Elav the Kimle Benafshi David, if I wouldn't be certain that when this person is saying you ate non-kosher meat, I know what he's saying is true. Elav the Kimle Benafshi David. If not that I was certain that this actually happened, I would have denied it. Because when you eat non-kosher meat, you have to bring a karmachatos. You eat chaylev, you have to bring a karmachatos. I would have never agreed, chulam bazar olav emaisa, I wouldn't bring it. So I must know that what he's saying is true. So we combined my knowledge to what he's saying is true with what he's saying, that's why I have to bring a carbon. Avon nitma teresecha, in a case where he says my food is tamei, mei mamrinen, we're certain to say, hi the shasak, that the reason I was quiet is not a big deal when food is tamei. The sover, the reason I don't dispute is because I say, chazle b'mei temusai. I can always eat it when I am tamei. So there's no point in this thinking and arguing and agreeing. Veshminen ha, if we spoke about the case where the food becomes tamei, it still represents a loss. B'shem dekam mafsalei b'mei tarasai. I can't eat that food when I'm tahar. Avo sharon nirba. When somebody made a claim about my animal, meima omer kol ashvorim legabim mizbeach kaimi. Are all animals going to be brought to the mizbeach? Not all animals are being brought to the mizbeach anyway. So the fact that this animal will not be able to be used for carbon isn't so troubling. That's why Tzrich Abayit said, even in this case, the Erechot is Neman, if I didn't claim differently. Ibailu, Ishta Zinsa, if a claim is made that somebody's wife was Mazana, Be'erechot, with the claim was made only by an Erechot, V'shoysik, and nobody is denying it. The husband heard, and he remained silent. Mahu, what will be the halacha? Amar Abaye, so Abaye says, Neman. This eight echad is Neman. Rava Amma, Rava says, ain't a Neman, have a Davisha Be'erva. It falls into the category of a Davisha Be'erva. And Davisha Be'erva talks Mishnayim. So of course the Rishonim asked the question that Abaye should, it's hard to believe that Abaye is arguing on the principle of needing two Edom. As we discussed in our previous year, without having two Edom at a marriage, you don't have a marriage. So why over here is an Eid Echad good? So Tosfos answers, the Vermaskel Omar, Tosfos answers that the Edom by a Kedushin are what make the Kedushin into a Kedushin. So there Abaye says if you don't have two Edom, you don't have Edom. But that doesn't mean that an Eid Echad is completely ignored. Moreover, other Rishonim say that indeed, maybe Abaye does argue, doesn't learn the Gzeir Shava of Dava Shava Mammon. Or another explanation I saw is that if the woman were denying what the man, what this Eid Echad is claiming, then maybe Abaye would agree that the Eid Echad is meaningless. But what's happening in our Gemara is that the woman isn't disputing what's being said. And since the woman is not disputing what he said, so the way I understand what these Rishonim mean to say is that we combine the testimony of an Eid Echad, which albeit is a weak testimony, but it's a testimony, with her silence, and therefore it gives it its equivalent to two Edom. Amar Abaye Menah Minallah, and says Abaye, from where do I know this? That an Eid Echad making such a claim is adequate. That who Samya? There was a person who was blind. He was the one that taught the Mishnayos Bapeh in the yeshiva of Shmuel. Yom Echad Naga Lei V'Loi Havakasli. One day he didn't come until the end of the day. So Shmuel sent a shliach to find out where he is. Ad ozo shliach ba'da orcha osi ibachada. While the shliach was going down one road to look to get him, he walked on a different road. Ki osor shliach, when the shliach came back and he meets this person who's blind, amalei ishta zinsa. He said, "Am ishta zinsa." He said to him, "Your wife was mizana. I saw your wife being mizana." Osla kamei de Shmuel, and they came to Shmuel to ask what should be done. Amleisa Shmuel said, Ima hemeloch, if you believe what the shlich is saying, zil afka, then you have to divorce her. Viloy, if not, then loy tepik, you don't have to divorce her. My laugh, says the Gemara, what does it mean when he said mehemeloch? Mehemeloch presumably means the lav gazlanenhu. You don't have no reason to believe that he's that the shliach who's acting in the place of an aide is a gazlan, because a gazlan is a posel aide. If you don't have any reason to believe that, you accept what he said, even though he's an aid echad, and you may not remain with his wife, with your wife. So we see, says Abaya, the power of an aid echad. Rava, imahemele, what Rava said, Shmuel meant to say, imelach betray. If you're confident that this eid echad is the equivalent to two eidim, then zil afka, you have to divorce her. If you lie, but if not, you don't have that level of trust in this individual, then lie afka, you don't have to divorce her, because the eid echad alone is not neman. So the Ramah, quoting the Shita, and explaining Rava's claim, what does it mean, mehemeloch? So the Shita says, mehemeloch means that you trust him in all areas. That in anything he says, you believe what he says. So then the halacha is that you would have to divorce her. But if it's not to that level, that whatever he says, you're automatically going to believe, it's only in certain situations that you believe him, then the halacha would be that you don't have to, you don't have to divorce her. Rabbi Akiva Eiger disagrees. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that what my feelings towards this person in all areas of what the husband's feeling towards this person, all areas, is immaterial. What's material is, do you believe him regarding what he said in this situation? And if you believe him regarding what he said in this situation, everything else, then you have to divorce her. And what your feelings about what he would say regarding anything else is immaterial. Says the Gemara. Vama Baya, and says Baya further, Mino Amin Allah, from where do I know the power of an Eid Echad? The Tanya. Ma'aseh b'Yanei HaMelech, there was a situation with Yanei HaMelech, Shaholach l'Kecheles. He went to hold battle with a country called Kecheles, Sheba Midbar. The Kibisham Shishim Krochim, he was able to capture 60 cities. Because Rasa, when he came back, Hayosamach Simcha Gedali was very happy. The Karl called Chachmi Yisrael, and he called all the Chachmi Yisrael, Vamalem, and he said to them, Avaseinu Hayoichle Meluchim, our forefathers, because they were so poor, ate preserved vegetables. Bezman Shayosukim Beis Migdash, when they were building the Beis Migdash Sheni. Af Anu Nachem Meluchim, Zeichel Avaseinu. We, as a Zeicher for those times, should eat those same vegetables. V'helu Meluchim, so they brought those vegetables, Ashel Chonesh Alzov, on gold tables, V'achlu, and they ate it. V'ayisham Echad, there was somebody, Ish Letz, somebody who was not a serious person, Lev Ra, had a bad heart, Bli'al. Bli'al means he was Bli'ol. He wasn't a Yerushmaim, he took off the yoke of Avodas Hashem. V'leza ben Pu'urei Shemoy. V'yom Elozah ben Pu'urei L'Yanei HaMelech. Yanei HaMelech, Libam Shel Purushim, the Talmidei Chacham Alecha are not with you. They don't want to see your success. Oma Amasa. So Yanei said to him, how will I know what you're saying is correct? So he said, Hakim Lahem Tzitz Sheben Enecha, put on a tzitz that has the Shem Hashem on it, and let's see how the Chachamim react. Ve'ekelam Tzitz Be'enayinav, so he put on the tzitz, V'hoi Yisham Zakim Echad, there was a Zakim, V'Yehuda Ben Gedadja Shemoy, V'yoyim Yehuda Ben Gedadja L'Yanei HaMelech, Yanei HaMelech Rav L'cha Kesem Malchus. It's enough that you took the Keser Malchus. Hanach, leave the Keser Kuna L'Zer Shel Aaron. Leave that for the rest, for the children of of Aaron a Kohen, you are not a Kohen. So Rashi explains that Yanai HaMelech was from the kings, from the Kohanim who were Chashmonaim, and actually the Gemara Masechta Brachos quotes a Machlokes of Abaye and Rava, if Yanai HaMelech was Yochanan Kohen Gadol that did the Avodah for 80 years and then became a Tzedakah, Abaye holds that Yanai was Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Rava disagrees. The Rashba and the Ritva says that according to Abaye, that Yanai was Yochanan Kohen Gadol, became a Tzedakah, this is when it became a Tzedakah. So Rashi asks, even according to Yanai, that he was a Kohen and he was a Kohen Gadol, how was he allowed to put on the tzitz? It wasn't during the time of Avodah. So one teretz that Rashi suggests, going back to Sugya that we learned earlier, and that is that they made a rule that the Big Day Kahuna, there's no Mi'ila. Why is there no Mi'ila on the Big Day Kahuna? Because Lainitam Tairil Malachi Asharis. And since Lainitam Tairil Malachi Asharis, so they could wear the Big Day Kahuna all the time, which is a very difficult teretz. Because when we learned the Sugya of Lainit Natar Lamlach Esharis and they were lenient about the tzitz, what we learned about the Big Day Kuna means that since it's impossible to take it off right away, so that's why we're lenient, you don't have to take it off right away. But it doesn't mean you could just wear it for no reason. And that's why Tosfos brings the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam that indeed, as far as all other Big Day Kuhuna, the Kohen only wears those Big Day Kuhuna when he's doing the Avodah. The Tzitz, the Pasuk says regarding the Tzitz, V'haya Amitzchay Tamid, he should have it all the time, and that's why even if he was the Kohen Gadol, he would wear the Tzitz all the time. So the Tosfos Rosh asks, what they were saying to him was that you, as we're about to learn, you can't be Kohen, you can't be Kohen Gadol. So ask the Tosfos Rosh, the halacha is that anybody who can't be a Kohen Gadol cannot be a Melech either. So why didn't they make any claim about him being Melech? So the Tosfos Rosh answers, the Isser of a person not having the proper Yichus and being a Kohen Gadol is Isser Daraisa. That's why they felt if he's not qualified to be the Kohen Gadol, they must say something. The Isser of such a person being a Melech is only an Isser D'Rabbanan. And because it's only an Isser D'Rabbanan, that's why they didn't feel that they should make an issue out of it. Moreover, the Paiskim, I sort of say Charedim and others say that this Gemara is a proof that when somebody had a Nes, we have other Rayas, but this Gemara is another Raya, that when somebody had a Nes, then the halacha is that he should make a Suda Seidah. So that's exactly what happened here with Yanai. Yanai was able to go through this war and be so successful. What happened as soon as he came back from the war being successful? He made a Suda Seidah. Says the Gemara, so now the Gemara delves into why they felt that he can't be Kohen Gadol. Shaya Oimrim, Imai Nishbois B'Mokim Medim, they said that his mother got kidnapped in the city of Medin, and the halacha is that a woman gets kidnapped, is treated midrabanan as a zoina, and therefore she cannot marry a kohen. Vivakish adavar, and says the Gemara, they investigated v'loy nimtza, they couldn't prove it. Vibad l'chach me'yisrael b'zam, and they were upset. V'yam al-dad pe'piyol yana melech, hedjish v'yisrael kachi dinay, why should we question a person's yichus, even if he wasn't, if he was just a regular Jew? V'ata melech, you're the melech in the Kohen Gadol, kachu dincha, is that the way that you're treated, that they just say you're not Kohen, question your yichus? So at that point, Yanai asked, ma esa, what should I do to them? So Elazar ben Pu'ira tells him, imata shemel etzasi, if you listen to what I have to suggest, rum some, just kill them. But then Yanai asks, v'tayr mateleo, what will happen to the Torah? So Elazar ben Pu'ira says, are kruchem nachs v'karen zevis, the Torah is available, it's in the Sefer Torah is there. Whoever wants to learn, you don't have to be worried, the Torah will not be forgotten. But I saw that the Mefarshim explained, going back to what we mentioned a moment ago, this was the proof that Yanai became a Tzdoiki. Because what did he tell him? That the Sefer Torah is available. But the Sefer Torah is only Torah Shebiksav. And that's exactly what the Tzedokim believe. The Tzedokim believe that we only have to worry about Torah Shebiksav, and we don't learn Torah Shebapeh. And that's what he said. The Torah Shebiksav is available, and Torah Shebapeh you could ignore. So the Rishonim ask a question, especially as we just mentioned. Yanai HaMelech was king and Kohen Gadol for so many years. And why did they never question anything until this point? So the Ramban answers that they knew that there are Edom that say that there is no problem, and that's why they never said anything. However, today, at this point, they had a question. The question is because they saw how he treated the tzitz improperly. And since they treated the tzitz improperly, that's why they felt that we have to start questioning who he really is. It says the Gemara Amar Nachman Yitzchak, Miyad Nizrak by Apikarsus. Apikarsus, we see that he became a tzedoki, as we just said. Davalei Lamei, Matayna Torah Shebiksav. The Sefer Torah is available, but that's Torah Shebiksav. Torah Shebapeh Mai, Miyad, the Toitzitz, Harah, Elazban Pira, the bad happened based on what Elazban Pira happened, said, all the Chachmi Yisrael were eradicated. And the world was in a terrible state. Ask the Gemara. Hey Chidami, exactly what was the story here? The two Edom said that his mother was kidnapped. And two said that she wasn't captain. So now the question is, why would a prepared to say that his yichus is fine, because we have two Edom that say that the mother wasn't kidnapped. Smaychachani, why should we not be concerned about the Edom that say that she was kidnapped? Ella, Eid Echad. There must have been an Eid Echad that said she was kidnapped. And why don't we believe it? Why don't we believe him? The Kamachshle Beitrei, because there are two Edom saying that what he's saying is incorrect. Halav Hachi, if there wouldn't be two Edom to deny what he said, if we would believe the Eid Echad. So this is why Abaye says that Eid Echad is believed. The truth of the matter, the Rishonim point out, that you don't need two Edom to deny what the Eid Echad says, that we should ignore him. Even if one Eid denies what the Eid Echad says, it causes that we shouldn't be sure. But the Gemara is saying that that's what happened here, and that's why they were without any question, and that's why there's no issue. So Rashi asks, so there were Trey. If there were Trey, why don't we rely on the Chazakah? So Rashi answers that the mother wasn't here. Where could we rely on the Cheskas Kashrus of the mother if the mother was here? But the mother wasn't here. So since the mother isn't here, we can't use her cheskes kashrus when she isn't the person that is under discussion. Rava, so it seems that an Eid Echad is naman based on the story. Rama, lo'olam, trey. There was a trey. And what was the case here? Karamar of Achabar, Rav Menyumi, Beirei Hazami. The second Edom weren't denying what the first Edom said. They're saying that the first Edom Imanu Hayisem. And that's Hachnami. What happened was that Eide Hazama, that the first Edom who said that she was kidnapped, the second peer didn't just say, well, you're saying she was kidnapped and I'm saying she wasn't kidnapped. Rather, what happened here was they're saying Imanu Hayisem, you were with us elsewhere. And the halach is that when something like that is said, the Torah gives namonis to the Eidei Hazama. And that's why when the second pair of Edom said that your Edom Zimmerman, we just don't believe what they had to say. Says the Gemara Vibayis Eima, another way of explaining the story is as Rabbi Yitzchak taught us. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, the Pasuk says that Shifcha Hechnisu Tachteha, what they discovered was that she was really never kidnapped, though she was kidnapped, but they were able to substitute her with somebody else. And therefore, it was clear that the Yichus was fine. Amar Rava, says Rava Menar Minallah, how do I know to interpret that that's what happened? The Tanan, Amar Shem Maisa Megura, Shel Deskin B'Yavna. There was a story in the mikveh of a person in Yavna, Shai Shemedes B'Cheske Shlema. There was a chazakah that this mikveh was a, there was a chazakah that this mikveh was a kosher mikveh. Shai Shemedes B'Cheske Shlema, Maradu, and then they examined the mikveh, and they discovered that the mikveh chaserah did not have the proper 40 saw to be a kosher mikveh. So, kol atar shenas al gaba, anything that was taken to that mikveh, anything that was taken to that mikveh, hay Rav Tarfon matar. Rav Tarfon said it's fine, because the mikveh had a cheskes kashus. Rav Kiva matame, and Rav Kiva said that no. Omer Rav Tarfon, mikveh zu becheskes shalom homemade. It had a cheskes tahara. Masof got the ball of taharoi, chasroi, and now you want to make it posel, Al tachsvena masofi, you can't make it lose its chazaka. Amar Bekiva, Adam Zeb. But look at this person. The person who went to the mikveh, becheskes tami who I made, has a cheskes tuma. Besofik at the ball of taroi, and now you want to say he's tar. Al tachsvena masofi. You can't say that the mikveh is, you can't say he's tar unless we're certain that he's tar. Amar Tarfon. So Tarfon, trying to support his opinion, said, Moshul, loim remakav agabim mizbeach. The kind is doing the avoid of the mizbeach. The noida should ben grushim chalutz, and he becomes discovers that he's a ben grushim and chalutza. That the aloch is a ben grushim chalutza is possible to do the avoida. That the aloch is avodasuk shera. We don't disqualify all of the avoida that he did till now. On Akiva, on that contrary, Moshe oim makav gabim mizbeach. The noida should balmum. Somebody's doing the avoid, a kohen's doing the avoid, and we discovered that he's a bal mum. Shavidas psul, that everything he did is possible. Amar Rav Tarfon, so Rav Tarfon says to Rav Kiva, ata the misal bal mum. You're comparing the situation to the situation of a bal mum. But I need the misal, and I'm comparing the situation to ben grusha chalutza. Nira lemi daima, what is better? I daima le ben grusha ben chalutza, the dana ke ben grusha chalutza. What is the better comparison? If it's going to be treated like a ben gerusha ben chalutza, then we will not disqualify. V'dayim l'bam mum, v'dayim l'bam mum, and we will disqualify. Hiskar Rabbi Kiva Lodin. So Rabbi Kiva began to analyze the situation. Mikveh, psula b'yochid. An eight echad could say a mikveh is possible. All you need is a person to say, I measured the mikveh. It's not a kosher mikveh. About mum, psula b'yochid. And about mum, we only need one bam person to say, you can't bring a raya from ben grusha ben chalutza shepsul b'shnayim where you need two edim. Dava acha mikveh psul b'gufoy. Mikveh refers to something that it itself is pasul, and b'mum it's not an external issue. It's what the mikveh is or isn't. Does it have the proper shear? B'mum psul b'gufoy, and b'mum is speaking about the individual himself as well. V'ayichiyach ben grusha ben chalutza. Don't bring a raya from ben grusha ben chalutza shepsulim acherim. It's an external thing that makes him possible his mother. Amalei Rav Tarfon. At that point, Rav Tarfon said to Rav Kiva, "Kol ha'parish mecha parish menachayim." You're so right, and you are the essence of life, and what you're saying is correct. The Rav Aaron Kotler, it says on this Gemara that this is what the Torah means to say about the Torah, ki chayecha v'arich yamecha, that a person who is connected to Torah, there's no other issue in his life. Torah takes over his whole life. Ki chayecha v'arich yamecha, he says that Torah solves and overtakes anything in his life. Why? Because he says, a person who has Torah, has the real appreciation of Torah, says Rabbi Aaron Zatzal, knows that Torah is such a strong force in our life that there's nothing else that we should take into consideration. The Altaf Slobodka in the Sefer Chochmas Matzpin explains that the halacha is that if a Talmud, the Gemara teaches us the Masechta Makkos, Talmud shegol al ir miklat, if a Talmud has to run to ir miklat, maglin rabbi imay, then his Rebbe has to go along with him. And the question is, of course we need to make the life of a Talmud workable even when he's unfortunately in the ir miklat. And therefore, even though he's in the Ari Miklat, the halacha is we have to set up a yeshiva where he should be able to learn. But the question he asks is, why is it necessary for him to have his Rebbe? They'll make a yeshiva in the Ari Miklat, and we'll find the Rebbe in the Ari Miklat. Why must it be his Rebbe? So he explains, based on what we're learning in our Gemara. In our Gemara, we're learning that Torah is Chayim, like Rabbi Aaron Kotler just explained. And since Torah represents life, so there's no such a thing as 90% life, or I'm 90% well. A person wants to be 100% healthy. Without your Rebbe, you're not going to have the same level of learning Torah. If you're not going to have the same level of learning Torah, then that's not a perfect life. That's not the life. Torah has to be complete. And therefore, even though it's, of course, a tremendous imposition and very difficult, we tell the Rebbe has to go along with him to make sure his Talmud has a full-fledged measure of learning Torah. Says the Gemara, Hai Bal Mum, the Rebbe Kiva said, Psula B'yochid, that if a person's a Bal Mum, he could be identified as Bal Mum just by one individual. Heichidami, exactly what is the story? If the kohen says that I'm not a bamum, mi mehemen, would that person be believed? El de shosik, it must be they remain quiet. It gave a saw, and the same thing by ben grusha bechalutza, the shosik, that somebody says he's a ben grusha chalutza, and he's quiet. Viktani, but what do we learn? Mikvah psula b'yachid, that if somebody says a mikvah is possible, just one individual is believed. But Mum, if one individual says that he's a Bamum, he's Pasul. Vayichich ben Grush ben Chalutza, Psul b'shnayim. So isn't this clearly supporting Rava's opinion that since ben Grush ben Chalutza represents a Dovah Shebe'erva, and every Dovah Shebe'erva requires two Edim. Vabaya, how does Abaya explain himself? Lailam kamachin shla. If you have an Eid Echad, then you believe the Eid Echad, Abaye says. Here it's talking about a case where the Eid Echad is being refuted. And as we've been saying, that even though Abaye gives a lot of power to an Eid Echad, Abaye doesn't give that power when he's being refuted. The Kamrit, and if according to that he's being refuted, so why by Balmum is he Neman? If we're going to be explaining that here they're being refuted, so why by Balmum is he Neman? Dama shlach v'achvei. Because the aid could tell the kohen, if you're not a balmum, show us that you're not a balmum. Vani the tani, and that's exactly what he says about Rabbi Kiva meant. Mikvah psula begufoy, the mukvah is begufoy, psula balmum psula begufoy, vayichiach begrusha ben chlutzah psula ben cherim. By balmum, we could tell the balmum, if you're saying different, prove it. So too by ben grusha ben chlutzah, but so too by a mikvah. Let's measure. You can't do that by Ben Grush Ben Chalutza. Ask the Gemara. The Gemara established a very big chiddush. That a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, it was discovered that there's a kohen who is a Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza, the halacha is that all the avoid that he did previously is not disqualified. Ask the Gemara, the Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, the avoidosuk sher menola. There's an interesting machloikus achroinim. When we say that a grusha ben chalutza is avedosuk shera, is that only by a kohen hedyet, or is that also by a kohen gadol? But certainly by Ken Hedge, that's the halacha. I'm Rabbi Yudam Shmuel, I'm a craw. The pasuk says by Pinchas, V'hoi s'loy l'zara akrav, b'ris kunas olam. Zayin zara kasha, bain zara pasul. So we see that even zara pasul, sometimes, the avoid is acceptable. Avud Shmuel Amar, mihacha. We learn it from here. The pasuk says, Baruch Hashem cheloy ufoil yadav tirtza. Afilin chalun shabai. Even the people who are not of the proper yirtza, tirtza da avoid is fine. Rav Yanaim mihacha, vasal kohanim ashiyah, vasal kohen ashiyah b'yam meim. V'chisak datach. The Torah is speaking about Mitzayra. And says, vasal kohen ashiyah b'yam meim. So the question obviously is, v'chisal adatach, sh'adam hoil chetz kohen shloya b'yamav. Of course, you only can visit somebody who is here. Elazeh Koyin Neschalel. That the Koyin that became disqualified, that he's still a Koyin. Or Bamum. And now we said previously, however, if somebody's discovered to Bamum, the Loch is that Havodos Apsul, whatever he did is possible in Olan. Amr Yudam Shmuel. Amr Kro. The Pasuk says by Pinchas, L'chein Emma Hinan Lois Brisi Shalem. Titus Kishu Shalem. Only when he's healthy is his avoid the kosher, not in any other situation. Ask the Gemara Shalom Ksiv. That's not the word in the pasuk. The pasuk says Shalom. And says the Gemara, Amar of Nachman, Vav the Shalom. The letter Vav in that word Shalom, Ktiyahu, is cut off in the middle. So why is it supposed to be written in a Sefer Torah that way? The reason it's supposed to be written in the Sefer Torah that way is to teach us this halacha. Actually, it's not that clear. There are many different minhagim and how that yud should look in a Sefer Torah. Some write the vav in the word shalom like a yud. Others write the vav like a vav, but they put a line in the middle of the vav. Other write that they don't make the line in the Vav, they make the line above the Vav, because if you make the line in the Vav, it's not a Vav anymore. Others make a regular Vav, but they make a shorter Vav. They don't make it as short as a Yud, but they make it a shorter Vav than is usually made in a Sefer Torah. Why strictly the Vav? Says, so I saw that the descendants of Pinchas, a very interesting vart, that the descendants of Pinchas were 380. There were 300 descendants of Pinchas that were Kohanim Gedolim. And that's why the Torah writes the word Shalom, not Shalom, because to equal the 380 Kohanim that came out from his descendants, Kohanim. The Reb Pinchas Karitzer in the Sefer Imrei Pinchas says that we know throughout Shas many times when there's a question that remains unanswered, it says Teiku. And Teiku stands for Tishbi Yitaritz Kushvus Abayis. So Akasha breaks what we're saying. That's the point of a question. We know the Pinchas of Eliyahu. And what Eliyahu is doing is that he's going to bring, what Eliyahu or Pinchas is doing, he's going to make the Torah Shalom. He's going to take all of these disqualifications and make them whole. Another pshat that I saw, that the Gemara Chazal teach us, it's actually Gemara Him Sechta Kedushin, Daf Ayin Amen Beis, Kol HaPoysel B'mum HaPoysel. If I see bad in someone else, it's an indication that really, it's a reflection of who I am. And it really goes the other way as well. If I see good in other people, the fact that I see good in other people is an indication, that I am good. So Pinchas, even though he saw bad in Klal Yisrael, he didn't speak bad about Klal Yisrael. And that's why he's considered Shalom. A person who, even though he has the ability to say bad about Klal Yisrael, but doesn't say bad about Klal Yisrael, such a person is considered Shalom. I saw that the Sefer Pardes Yosef says there was once somebody who donated a Sefer Torah, and he wanted to have donated a very beautiful Sefer Torah. And when he learned this Gemara, that the word Shalom, Hinei Naislein Baisi Shalom, the Vav, as we just mentioned, different Menhagim, what should be done, that Vav should not be kept like a regular Vav. And he saw that in his Sefer Torah, the Vav was a regular Sefer Torah, was a regular Vav. And he was upset, and he went to Rav Shlomo Zalman. He went to Rav Shlomo Zalman and asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, what should I do? So Rav Shlomo Zalman said, what you should do is leave the Vav, take the Vav and make it longer. And like that, or make the other letters bigger. By making the Vav different, you will have accomplished what the Gemara wants. I think what Rav Shlomo Zalman was trying to say is very much in line with what we just learned. What he was trying to say to this person was, as long as you are able to think about other people and keep everything fine, then you indeed have in you the midah, then you have indeed in you the midah Pinchas, that you're shalom. Because a person who lives with shalom is a person who is shalom, who's truly complete.